This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
That will cause you to love me too. Oh Allah, there is nothing that can compare to the wonder and the joy you bring. Oh Allah.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Welcome back to another episode of The Strangers. In this series of episodes, we've been going through that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that Islam began as something strange, and it will once again return to being something strange in the same manner in which it began. So glad tidings for the strangers. And so there's no doubt that the times in which we're living in today, that strangeness has once again reappeared. And so Islam in the world today is looked at as being something strange. And the people who follow it, not just Muslims who are Muslims by name, no. The people who follow it, the true followers of Islam, the ones who adhere to it, who practice it based on how Allah wants us to practice it, they are now looked at as strangers. And so in the last few episodes, we've been going through pieces of advice for all those strangers out there in the world today that will help them to remain firm upon that straight course, that straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it's very difficult. And so in today's episode, I wanted to stress on an important point, and that is passing on the strangeness, meaning passing on the message of Islam. And so, as we have mentioned previously, the reality is that we human beings cannot live by ourselves. We cannot live alone. We have to live with others. And we have to interact with others. And so, our interaction with others, either it will result in influencing others, or the opposite, us being influenced by the others. And so the question is, which one do you want to be? Do you want to be the one influenced by others? And so as a result, abandon your strangeness and give in to the pressures of your people, your family members, your society? Or do you want to be among those who influence them, who have a positive effect on them, causing them to change their ways, causing them to also become strangers? And so when we look at the characteristics that have been mentioned of the strangers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of, we find that he mentioned various characteristics of the strangers, but among these characteristics is that they are those who reform when the people have become corrupted. They are those who reform when the people have become corrupted. And in another narration he says, they reform what the people have corrupted of my sunnah. And in another hadith he said that they are a people who are righteous among a larger people who are evil. Those who disobey them outnumber those who obey them. And so we could see from these characteristics of the strangers is that they are also those who teach others. They are not only those who reform themselves, but rather they reform others. And so they are involved in the path of da'wah. They are involved in the path of the prophets and the messengers. This noble path is their path. And so they are involved in teaching others. They are involved in commanding the good, forbidding the evil. And they are involved in calling others to becoming upright They are involved in calling others to the religion of Islam and remaining steadfast upon it. And the reality is that those who are successful in this life are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned when he said, "Wal asr." He swore by time, I swear by time. "Inna al-insana lafi khusr." Verily, indeed, man is in a state of loss. And then Allah mentions the exception. Every human being is in a state of loss, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who they believe. And then those who act, they do righteous good deeds. And then those who advise one another upon the truth, meaning they teach others, they advise others, they command the good, they forbid the evil. They are involved in da'wah. And finally, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, those who advise one another to remain patient, persevere with patience, endure the harm and the difficulties that are going to be upon this path. And so that is why this surah, this one surah, although short, extremely short, it is massive in its meaning. And that's why the scholars say, among them Imam al-Shafi'i, he says that if Allah had not revealed any other surah besides this surah, it would have been sufficient for us. It would have been sufficient a guide for us in this dunya. And so Allah begins with iman. Become believers. Have a strong belief in your heart. Not only that, but follow it up with action. And so act upon that knowledge that is in your heart. And that is iman in your heart. Act upon it. And then not only that, don't stop there. No, advise others. Call others to this good. Call others, teach others, give da'wah to others. And then finally, after all that, there's going to be a lot of difficulties upon this path. This path of iman, knowledge, and da'wah. There's going to be a lot of hurdles to cross, to jump. And so that's why Allah says, advise one another to remain patient. Advise one another to persevere, to hold on fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Advise one another to remain firm and steadfast. Through these four things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that man is saved from being in loss, meaning that he will be successful. When? Both in this dunya and the next. And so when we look at the importance of giving da'wah, we find that there are many benefits in it. First of all, by being involved in teaching others about the message of Islam, teaching others about the truth of Islam, the correct way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling others to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we see that doing so is fulfilling an obligation. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Convey from me even if it be a single verse. Meaning, teach others. Even if it be whatever little knowledge you have, the point is, teach it. Convey it, no matter how small it may be. Whether it be in the form of words or in the form of actions, the point is, convey the message of Islam wherever you be, no matter which state you're in. It is an obligation. Also, among the benefits of being involved in da'wah is the fact that when you involve yourself in teaching others and you involve yourself in the da'wah, you are actually treading the path of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are doing the job of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanded him to say, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Allah commanded him to say, this is my path, the straight path. I call to Allah upon this path, upon wisdom, ala basira, upon insight. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, me and those who follow me. And so we are followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are we not? Of course we are. And so if we are, then let us do the job that he did. Not only that, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the prophets and messengers did not inherit anything. No wealth did they inherit. No dirham, no dinar. But what did they inherit? They inherited knowledge. And so the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. And so the scholars, they inherit that knowledge, the knowledge of revelation, and they convey it to others. And so we see from this that by teaching whatever knowledge we have of the deen to others, we are treading the path of the prophets and the messengers, and we are fulfilling the task of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a guide for humanity. We'll continue after a short break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Stories of glories. Often that three. Fought the pangs of poverty by selling gowns at 13. His blindness did not stop his unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Propagated virtues, prevented vice, with decisions unchallenged. He is Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, former Grand Mufti of Saudi.
Tawheed is Noah's Ark. Whoever embarks will be delivered, and whoever refuses will be among the losers. Tawheed is the key of paradise and the only way to salvation. To attain eternal bliss, to attain never-ending life, get in on the ark, hold on tight, and never let go.
Watch as Sheikh Salim Al-Amri explains the basics of Islamic belief and worship in Back to Basics tomorrow at 10 p.m. and repeat telecast at 10 a.m. UK on Peace TV.
Where truth is hidden, misleading quotations create confusion. Where truth is hidden, lack of knowledge and wisdom cause upheaval and commotion. Where truth is hidden, manipulated scriptures and twisted facts emerge. This very hidden truth creates false propaganda, mayhem, chaos, disorder, and turmoil in our lives and the world order. But is there anyone with courage and wisdom? What is the truth, and who has the courage to expose it? Because it's the right to know the truth.
Right. Watch Truth Prevail and Lies Perish in Truth Exposed by Dr. Zakir Naik, next on Peace TV.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Before the break, we were speaking about some of the benefits of being involved in da'wah, especially living as strangers in this world. And so among the benefits of it is that we are fulfilling an obligation. And so giving da'wah, preaching what we know of the deen to others, is an obligation. Also among the benefits is that we are doing the job of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being a guide for others. guiding others, teaching others the beauty of this deen. Among the benefits of being involved in da'wah and calling to others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you are being part of the change that you want to see. And so, isn't it true that you as a stranger want to see change? You live in a strange world. People look at you strangely. Don't you want this strangeness to vanish? The earlier strangers, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were strangers with him, few in number in Mecca, they wanted to see that too. They wanted to see everyone accept Islam. They wanted Islam to prevail. They wanted to see change. They were persecuted, they were tortured, and Islam was humiliated, but they wanted to see the change. So if you want to see the change, then be a part of it. Be a part of the change. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. If you want your people, those around you, to change for the better, then you need to change yourself. Reform yourself and then reform others and be an important part of that change. Also among the benefits of giving da'wah, especially as strangers, is that it strengthens one's iman and his steadfastness, remaining firm and steadfast upon that path. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who are successful are those who command the good and forbid the evil, a group that exists among the believers. And so Allah says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, let there be a group among you who will call to good, who will give da'wah to that which is good, who will command the good and forbid the evil. And then Allah says, they are the successful. They are those who are successful, those who have these traits. They call to good, they command the good, and they forbid the evil. Also among the benefits of being involved in da'wah, teaching others, whether it be non-Muslims or whether it be our own Muslim brothers and sisters, is that through giving da'wah and persevering upon that path, one attains great reward. And so there are many great rewards for those who call others to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali radiallahu anhu, he swore by Allah and he said, by Allah, if Allah guides a single person to Islam through you, it would be better than having the best of camels. And so it is like having the best of cars today, the BMWs, the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis. To call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for someone to be guided at your hands is better than all that. And how could it not be? When guiding a person, whatever he does, the rewards go back to you. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you revive a sunnah of his and people follow you, and those who do that, the reward comes back to you. Whatever they do now, whatever they do of the sunnah that you revived, that reward that they have, it comes back to you without diminishing their reward in any way whatsoever. Not only that, but we will see the rewards and the fruits of that even after we have passed away. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a man dies and is buried in his grave, his good deeds come to an end. He cannot do any more good deeds. Except three things, they follow him to his grave and remain with him. They are an ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge that he left behind, or righteous offspring, righteous children that will pray for him. And so we see that one of these things is, it is leaving behind beneficial knowledge, leaving behind beneficial knowledge that will benefit the people even while you're in your grave. How is that not the case? when these people, they will read a book that you wrote, an article that you may have written, a lecture that may have been recorded and remained after you died, that the people are benefiting from, and they are saying, may Allah have mercy on you while you're in your grave and you're receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is that not the case when you are in your grave and these people are doing righteous deeds based on that knowledge that you left behind? And so that reward is being added to your balance of deeds even after you have died and gone from this dunya. Finally, among the benefits, and there are many, many benefits of being involved in giving da'wah, teaching others, but we'll mention one last one, and that is that it wards off punishment. It wards off the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, in whose hand my soul is, you will enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon send a punishment upon you, and then you will call upon him. You will ask him for help and he will not respond to you. And so it shows the importance of commanding the good, forbidding the evil, teaching the people what is good, telling them to refrain from evil, because it wards off the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so each and every single one of us needs to realize the importance and the huge responsibility that is upon our shoulders of giving da'wah, the task of teaching others this deen of al-Islam. Let us take the best of examples, the examples of the first strangers who accepted Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and were strangers among their people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send them back to their people, their tribes. He would say, go back and teach your people. And so Abu Dharr was one of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to go back to his people and teach them. And then once he has heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emerged and Islam has prevailed, then come to me and I will teach you more. Look at the stories of the early companions who were sent as delegates, as ambassadors, as du'at, as callers to Allah. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, the first deputy in Islam, the first teacher and caller after our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent to Medina on an official mission by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to prepare the Ansar in their new founded religion and to prepare them to receive the Muhajirun. And then look at the other companions, one after the other, how they became du'at, callers to the religion of Islam. Ali radiallahu an, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, who were sent to Yemen to invite the people of Yemen to Islam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, when you go there, you're going to meet a people who are Ahlul Kitab, who are people of the scripture. Let the first thing that you invite them to be the Tawheed of Allah, calling them to worship Allah alone, not associating partners with Allah. If they accept that from you, then teach them the Salah. If they accept that, then teach them the next important thing, and so on and so forth. And so they were du'at, they were callers, they were teachers, they were spreading the religion of al-Islam. And look at all the other callers, the teachers and the callers who guided humanity after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at how Islam spread far and wide. Today, you would not be a Muslim and Islam would not have reached you if it was not for their sacrifice in getting out there and spreading the light of al-Islam. I leave you with some very, very beautiful words. And these words are the words of a great companion, Rib'i ibn Amir, radiallahu an, who was sent to basically talk with the commander of the Persian army. When the Muslims, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had reached the borders of Persia, and they were now going to face off against the huge Persian army. And so Rib'i ibn Amir was sent as a delegate to speak with them. And so they asked him, what brings you people here, you nomads, you Arabs, what brings you here? And so Rib'i ibn Amir, look at how he held his head high and did not feel embarrassed. Rather, he felt proud for his Islam. And he said, "We have come to you not on our own accord, but rather Allah has sent us to remove those whom He wills from the slavery of man and take them to the slavery of Allah, to remove them from the narrowness of this world toward its vastness, and from the oppression and injustice of religions to the justice of Islam." And so we see that we Muslims have been sent to call humanity out of darkness to the light of Islam. This is what we have been sent for. And so although you are a stranger out there in the world, spread the light of Islam. Do not remain and refrain from teaching others and spreading Islam and causing the strangeness of Islam to disappear. With that, we come to the end of this episode. And insha'Allah ta'ala, we will see you all on another episode of The Strangers. Until then, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I'm asking you to make me from those who love you and for those who love you.